Welcome to the Digicom Cafe, located at the intersection of faith and technology. We hope you enjoy your cafe experience where we cater to your digital and spiritual appetites, and build interest in the amateur radio hobby, one story at a time. Please stand by as we get ready to launch this episode of Radio on the Rocks. You are about to listen to a Radio on the Rocks Cafe Cast interview, which occurred on March 22, 2019 on the Guild's Ham Radio Hub Zello channel, with Danny J, KD5DLJ, and guest Mike, VK4SED of Labrador, Queensland, Australia.
Hey, you look like you're a professional. Are you in sales, or are you a doctor, or do you work for... Are you an airline pilot? Your picture looks very professional.
I think it's actually my my job at the moment is I do security at a mine site, a coal mine site in central Queensland, which I am at the moment. I'm doing night shifts, so we're 7 days on and 7 days off, so or 7 nights on. So these are my 7 nights on. So I work from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. So when that photo was taken, that was probably a year or so ago, and I was doing sales at that time, over.
Roger that. So how long have you been a ham, and how did you get in the hobby?
Oh, ham since, I'd have to say, I think it was 1996, I think. I'd have to look at my thing to find out. And it was a natural progression from electronics back into radio, and then from CB, which I think a lot of hams come from, into amateur radio. I got tired of listening to all the rubbish on Chook Band, and decided to step up and do my full call. So from here we have different classes like you guys do, and I to go from to full call, you had to do some Morse code, send and receive Morse code. So I decided not to stop on the way and just do it all at once. And that way I didn't have to worry about, can I transmit on this part of the band, or am I allowed on this part of the band? Now I can just spin the dial, and wherever it ends up, I know I can transmit on it. Over.
Very nice. So what was your first ham radio station? And do you remember the excitement of those first contacts?
I can, and I think it was the Rock of Gibraltar. But the memorable one was on, I think it was AM from Japan to Australia, over.
Ah, very good. Well, the other guys out here know what's going on. As you know, I do these cafe casts for having people tell their story about their entrance into amateur radio, how they got in, what pushed them over the top. And we've got quite a few of them out there on our Cafe Cast section of our website. So I was just trying to pull some story out of you and get your permission to publish it on our Cafe Cast. So I wonder, what's your favorite modes? Are you into the digital? Obviously, you're into digital here on the Zello side, but do you have some favorite modes that you like to use?
I'd say I have some favorites, VK4SD. I've tried all. At the moment, I don't have a HF station where my QDH at the moment probably won't lend itself easily to HF operation. So normally I use a VHF set on our VHF repeaters, but even those now are not as popular as they used to be. So once again, natural progression into these modes, into the voice over IP modes. So I think this is probably the way the hobby is going to go into digital. But it's good to see crosslinks, the crosslinks alike, and I use the sit on the Peanut app. So you've and probably the next thing I'll buy is a MMDVM to explore the rest of the the digital modes over.
Well, I can see that you're really getting into it. Good for you. Well, what are your thoughts about digital? Do you think this has been good for the hobby or bad for the hobby?
I think it's good, and I think it's probably the way that the hobby's going to progress this way. And it certainly made the world a smaller place, being able to pick up a radio and talk to someone like we are over the other side of the world, which wasn't hard to do with on FM through repeaters, but this just makes it a lot easier over.
VK4 SED, KD5 Delta Lima Juliet, KD5 DLJ. Well, yeah, I agree. Totally agree. And like yourself, many of us don't maybe have the space for antennas or HF gear. I know a lot of retired folks are kind of strapped for space. They have a couple little rooms in an apartment, maybe. I mean, even people in senior high-rise are still wanting to be active in amateur radio but don't have any access to the radios or big antennas. And so what a great way for people to enjoy keeping up with their friends and making new friends around the world. Well, would you allow me to publish this as a cafe cast?
K5DLJ, VK4SD, yeah, for sure, you can do that. I have got the cafe channels in my in this network radio, and I think I've called him once on the Digicom Cafe. But yeah, I've been trusted. I think Rich might have trusted me in. So and I frequently go up and listen to, like I did earlier. There's you guys were talking on the cafe earlier on today, and I was just listening while I was doing some work. So next time I go up there, I'll certainly drop in and say hello. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. A lot of retired older folks, and I hear this on the Zello channels, on the network radio ones, that, you know, they can't put up huge antennas or things like that. And this certainly re-energized their love of radio by using network radio over.
Yep, and we can talk about anything here on Zello. We're not linked to anything here on the Ham Radio Hub. And by the way, I'm also a member of the Guild, and that's one of the purposes for my doing this, is we're trying to build the Guild, build the hobby one story at a time. And so I'll go through and edit our conversation here and post it in our Cafe Cast and get it in the list, and it'll be there for posterity for anybody to listen. And maybe your story will be just what someone needs to hear and get them into the hobby. So I appreciate that very much. And they don't have to be long for those that are listening. As you can tell, this was very short, and we'd like to keep some of them short. And some of them are a little bit more involved. Some of the stories are quite lengthy and very interesting. So appreciate you doing this for me, Mike.
Thank you for listening to this Radio on the Rocks Cafe Cast. Visit our website at digicomcafe.com to see our extensive digital buffet menu and listen to all of the live conversations on our Cafe on Ice stream. Or this and many more episodes of our Cafe Cast.